This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Maybe you saw this in the news, but Apple just got some bad news. They just got hit with a tax bill in Europe, $15 billion. That's a lot.
It is quite a bit of money.
But if you work for Apple and you happen to be listening, I know a lot of you do.
Yeah.
I have some good news for you.
Oh, this should be good.
Yeah. You know how you guys are unveiling the iPhone 7 next week? It's like this big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like huge, hoping everybody... Here's my good news for you. Your iPhone from a few iPhones ago is still pretty good. I'm gonna keep it. And you guys did a good job, and I'm good.
What does that have to do with their tax bill?
Well, I just think they're getting a spate of bad news.
Oh,
I
want to give good news.
Some good.
Is...
I said, I don't need your iPhone 7 because you guys did such a good job with iPhone 4 or whatever it is I have.
Mm-hmm.
That it's just two thumbs up to you guys.
You know what? I bet you they appreciate that encouragement.
I bet they do too. So we're good. You guys did a great job. Mission accomplished. This is really hard to talk about, and I'll tell you why. Because almost as soon as I start talking about it, people glaze over. And I know you could say, Brandt, that's pretty much every topic, but when it comes, this is like really, really important.
Okay.
And I myself have a hard time paying attention to this. And that is, like, I just saw this headline about ISIS and the church in the Middle East. Like, they just keep attacking people for their belief in Jesus. They just keep doing it. And if you're somebody who self-identifies as a Christian believer, You may know. I mean, you read the Bible at all. Like, that's supposed to be a big deal for us. It's just so hard when it doesn't seem real. You haven't been there, haven't experienced it, nothing like that. And yet it is going on and it's getting worse. And so I'm going to try to pray for them deliberately. Now, maybe you already are, but I'm confessing that it's not on my mind enough. And even if it's a 5 or 10 second prayer, get in the habit of doing it and develop a heart, because that's supposed to be a big, these are our brothers and sisters, and that's got to be a big deal.
Don't know if you heard about the new Batman villain coming out in a new movie.
Man.
It's his name, it sounds terrible, Deathstroke is his name. He's a
I did hear about that.
Superhuman strength. He's another super soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Strength and intelligence, regenerative abilities, and so on and so forth.
This, that, and the other.
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't scare me that much, because it's hard to relate to that.
Okay.
If they really want to frighten people, get somebody we can relate to.
As a villain.
That we don't like.
Like?
Just throwing this out.
Okay.
So you guys can criticize if you want.
What is
it? It'd be like a guy, I don't know what to call him, Evil Dish Man.
Okay.
And what he does... is he comes in your house, and then, like, you've got dishes in your dishwasher, and they're already clean,
mm-hmm.
but he puts dirty ones in there with the clean ones.
Oh, man. This is the music we're back.
And then you can't tell, did you just throw that fork in there? Because we've already got, and there's stuff all over it.
And then it starts all kinds of conflict
like, I don't even
within
know,
the family.
Right. I don't even know which ones are clean now.
Right.
Thanks.
I think that villain already comes in my house.
See, we can relate to Evil Dish Man. Try it. Maybe you have a story like this. Has somebody ever just let you off the hook? You didn't expect it. Somebody showed you grace. Chances are you remember it for a very, very long time because grace is such a shock to the system. Like, the world doesn't work that way. The world's all about, like, hey, you know, our culture. When I say the world, it's all about, like, you get what's coming to you, man. Yeah, that's all there is to it. So when someone lets you off the hook, it is a shock to the system. So we love these stories. If you have one, when you've been forgiven for something by someone, doesn't even have to be a big deal or a big thing, but phone number, if you ever want to leave a message, 855-90-BRANT. So good to hear these.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. It happened when I was 15 and was in boarding school in Florida and got in trouble and was expelled, and they called my dad and he flew from New York to Florida to get me. And I will never forget, instead of yelling at me and saying some of the things I deserve to hear, he lifted up his arms and put me in a big hug and showed me grace when I certainly did not deserve it.
My name is Julie. I left my husband, and for 8 years I lived a single life, crazy life. And I just heard God say, go back to your husband. My husband was afraid to get back with me. He had never remarried or gone on dates. He had been faithful to me. And it took 2 years, but he forgave me. And I'm going to forgive it.
Imagine, if you will, that we are in a room with other people. I've added sound effects to try to enhance the immersive experience.
Yeah, it really does set the atmosphere
of this program.
Here.
I'm going to demonstrate how to be social and what's happened to me over time. I didn't start off being socially smooth or anything, but I've learned to bring a fact. Mm-hmm. Especially guys, if you're socially awkward, you don't know how to meet people. So let's reenact this. We'll do a little role play.
Okay.
One lesson today, by the way, is...
What are you looking for? Piece of paper?
I need my piece of paper. It has my notes.
Oh, okay.
That's a little different today.
Right.
Thank you. There
yeah,
it is.
Sure.
go ahead and write it down ahead of time if you need to.
Write the fact down?
Yeah. That way you've got it at your disposal.
Grant,
so
that's not...
Here's how... Well, imagine we're at like a... a work thing. I don't know who she is, right?
Me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, ready.
Okay, and then she comes over. Now, I wrote this down so that I can make sure I get it right.
Okay, so I'll come over and I'll say, hey, is it Brandt? I think I've seen you in the hall before.
My muscles are actually incredibly more powerful than they appear to be. Human strength is limited to protect our tendons and muscles from harming themselves.
Brandt.
This limitation can be removed during an adrenaline rush, during which I can lift boulders or even cars off themselves. So that is fact.
I don't understand that at all.
And here's the thing, guys. I want you to catch this. It's also impressive because it's true what I just said about my own muscles. I can lift cars
in the
right environment with adrenaline.
What if I engaged that and I was like, well, let's go outside right now to the parking lot and see you lift a car.
Then somebody just talked to me and I'm cool with that.
What? You're cool because I engaged.
Yeah.
But I'm calling you on the fact. Are you going to be able to lift the car in the parking lot?
The point is that for a moment, a fleeting second, I had a friend. And this is so hard right now. If you're at all politically engaged, or even if you're not, and the people who are drive you crazy. But there are people in the news who are just going to get your goat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just see their face. It drives you crazy. It could be either side or all the sides or none of the sides, whatever. It could be friends, family. The thing that's so hard to remember and to really take seriously is people are not cartoons. They're actual human beings. And God actually loved them so much that he gave his only son for them and wants them to spend eternity with him. And I look, anybody who's been a believer for a while already knows that. We already know that stuff. But most of life is just reminders. Like, wow, that person drives me crazy. And to think that God loves them every bit as much as he loves me, that is amazing. Here's a fun fact. We were just talking about political season and stuff. So news that shows up on your Facebook, like when people post news links, they did a deep dive study into when you post a news link. And they found that 59% post links without reading the articles. 59% of your friends.
Wow.
All they have to do is see the headline.
And if it agrees with
what? If it agrees with it. Click share.
That's why I don't do it. I don't do
right.
it. For the most part, I don't do it because to me, it's akin to liking my own status.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, of course that's what she thinks. That's what she's always thought. And
yeah.
Basically, I'm just, you know, affirming myself.
I agree. And this is coming from somebody who does like his own status every time. But I see your point. It really is. I just thought that was fascinating. Saw that stat today. Almost 60%. No, I haven't read it. I'll just share it. Yeah, I think God's pretty amazing for a lot of reasons. Just keep discovering it. But I read today, I wondered what the number was. I'm sure we all have. How many atoms are in the human body? 7 octillion for the typical adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right, Sherry. 7 octillion.
You saw the level of interest on my face.
Think about this, though. Okay, see if I can get people to care.
Okay.
I mean, most people aren't going to care.
Okay.
You're boring. Science is boring. Whatever. Okay. Who has the ability to organize, like, atoms, 7 octillion, in a way that's going to bring about consciousness, dreams, love, experiences, memories, all of that? Like, who can do that?
take some electrons and some protons, some neutrons, arrange it in just such a way that it's capable of self-sacrifice and knowing him. I mean, who can do that? Lots of things to click on all the time. One thing on this news site, meet the models of the new IKEA catalog. And I guess you can click on it and these are the people that are standing in the kitchens and looking busy.
Looks like they're having fun. Like
it does.
When they're having game nights and stuff in the IKEA living room.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And I salute that. It's a nice lot. But you know what? I didn't click because I don't really, I'm good.
You don't need any of them.
I don't need to know them. I have a hard enough time.
Just getting through the store.
Yeah, I don't applaud them, but I don't need to know these people. It's best to have a distance there. This is such a good question. You can always call if you've got something you want to say for the show or whatever. It's 855-90-BRANT. That's B-R-A-N-T. Love this.
Hi, Brant. My name is Andrew. I was curious if you could talk today about humility and being humble. I've been struggling with that recently. I deal with a lot of people that I feel are intellectually less than I am, and I'm having a hard time being humble and just like it's interfering with my ability to love people, which is way fracked up. And I want to know your opinions and thoughts and what Jesus says on this matter.
I love this because of the humility he's actually demonstrating by admitting.
Admitting it and asking the question.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they hear that, well, you're just big, you know, Mr. He's admitting this is a problem. It's a frustration.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what the guy's background is. I totally appreciate the honesty. I do have some thoughts on this. We will be talking about it coming up. So we're sponsored by MediShare. They do some awesome stuff. It could save you hundreds of dollars. I won't explain the whole thing, though. Here's why. I want to encourage you to just go to biblicalhealthcare.com. The upshot is you wind up not spending money on stuff that you don't want to support, for instance. That's a wonderful freedom to have versus the healthcare, the government healthcare plan. It's got a lot of advantages. You might save a lot of money. It's better on your conscience, particularly for a lot of people. So if you're interested, go to biblicalhealthcare.com. There's a video there. It's less than 5 minutes long and it explains everything. Biblicalhealthcare.com. And it could be awesome. And I love the honesty. Guy called, and his name's Andrew, just said, I'm really struggling with a humility issue because I'm around people that I don't feel are on my intellectual level. And that may sound like a terrible thing to say, but I don't think it is. I think guy's being honest. He's like, well, I need to know what Jesus thinks about this kind of thing. I'll tell you this. I'm astounded by Jesus' humility all the time. But one of them specifically, since you brought up intelligence, here's the smartest man who ever lived. A lot of people don't think of Jesus in those terms. They think of other qualities, but he's the most intelligent being that's ever strode this planet. There's 5,000 men, probably 10,000 people in all, I don't know how many people, that are wanting to hear him speak, and they don't bring their own dinner. They don't bring their own food. It's just constant interactions like that. And instead of getting up and going, what in the world?
Right.
And then the gap intellectually between him and everybody else. And then he's down on his knees washing people's feet. And so this isn't a guilt trip. It's just a reminder. Think about the gap between his intelligence and your own, his intelligence. And probably, too, I would say this. Your intellectual development is probably just in a few areas and not in others. If you're like me, you can talk a good game on this subject, and then you're the one who doesn't know how to fix his car. So look. Be thankful for the gifts God's given you. Other people have gifts. You've got gaping weak areas. I think that's a good thing to remember is just how seismic the change was going from the intelligence of Jesus to you. I mean, and me. We're down here. He's up there. A lot of people come up to me and they're like, hey, Brant, do you have any good news about space? And I'm like, yeah.
I do?
Yeah. And I say to them, did you see this report from the SETI program that they picked up this radio signal? They don't think it's from extraterrestrial life, but they still find it really interesting that they picked up this radio frequency.
In space.
Yeah. It dawned on me. We're on the radio.
We are, yes.
So what we're doing right now is being broadcast into outer space over the years.
Someone will pick up on it.
Deeper and deeper, and they'll pick up on this show, and they'll be listening to it.
when we're blowing up alien planets?
Don't mention what we're doing. It's another segment. Don't be confused by it. The point is, this show will be out there. And we would like to say to you, we greet you, aliens. And we want you to know that you can support the station with a monthly gift if you are so inclined.
Various ways.
We want to invite you to become a part of what we're doing here. Welcome to the Honesty Cafe. This is where Sherry and I and a listener sit here and munch on some toast and drink some coffee and talk about things.
I wish there was something else to eat or drink because I don't like coffee and I don't like toast.
Burnt to a crisp. Okay. So good. Joelle, question for you. What's an experience you've been through that you wouldn't wish anybody to go through ever?
Oh, the falling in love with someone that you're close to and not having those feelings returned back. I don't wish that on anybody. It's just really difficult. And, you know, it's a process that you don't really, you know, get over really quickly or easily. But, yeah, that's definitely one that I wouldn't wish on my, you know, worst enemy or anybody in particular. That's definitely the one for me.
So here's a follow-up for you, because I love that answer. It's so interesting. Anything good come out of that that you can look back on?
Yeah. In those moments for me, you know, it really forced me to look at what I was really putting my worth and value in. And it really tested my faith and my trust in Jesus. I really had to take a look inside myself and say, okay, am I going to let this, you know, really wreck me and destroy me? And, you know, I went through, you know, all the grieving process, but I could either run away from God in that situation or run towards Him. And I tried the best every day. I had to make that decision every day to turn towards Him for my peace and my comfort and for strength, just to get on through the day. Just and really not, you know, worry about that and be okay knowing that even though this person doesn't have the same feelings for me that I had for them, that Jesus still loves me and Jesus still cares for me. And at the end of the day, yeah, that's really what matters most.
Okay, I'm going to slide up the piano bench here.
Okay, so you're going to play a little something.
And okay. You like that?
Yeah.
Nice. Pretty cool. You leave a little something in the jar up there.
Okay.
Anyway, they did this thing. Thought I would talk about this regarding love, the ways of love. They made a list of things that are actually deal breakers. And there's a whole long list of things that could be.
Okay.
And the number one thing that turned out for women to men, like if a man is this, forget it.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of stuff on this list, such as lack self-confidence, too much video game.
It's amazing you can remember all this and still be able to play so beautifully.
Thank you. too blunt, doesn't want kids. That's all on the list. But you know what? Finished number one by far.
What?
Disheveled.
Really?
I am shocked. I really am. As somebody who is personally kind of disheveled.
You have a little disheveledness going on.
My wife thinks it's cute, I think. I mean, she's made it pretty clear. Go ahead and say it. She likes it. She thinks...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why that would... I mean, some of those other ones you mentioned, I get it, but that's not that bad.
Yeah.
I don't think...
Number one on the list, and then followed by lazy. I mean, I think lazy would trump...
You would think.
Like, why does everybody have to be shoveled just so you...
Everyone wants a shoveled man.
We're a little rumpled. Our hair's a little crazy.
We love you.
Yeah, come on. Pretty amazing. They just had a wedding. It cost $1 billion. This is in Russia. $1 billion.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, my goodness. They had J-Lo perform and Enrique Iglesias and Sting.
All with the wedding, huh? Okay.
Yeah, and they're like, look at this wedding dress. It cost, I don't know if it was $100 million or whatever. I looked at it. I'm like, I can't tell the difference. And I would even say... that my wife at our $1,100 wedding looked more beautiful than that $1 billion lady did in her dress.
Really?
Because, yeah.
So then the obvious question would be, what did you do yesterday that you need to be on the radio now saying the things that you're saying?
Oh, I whined like a baby all day because I was sick. But it's also true. She looked every bit as good as that $1 billion lady.
True,
and still does.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's to make up for this morning's
wine. This is to say sorry.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.